This is ACS Voices, the diversity podcast from the American Chemical Society. I'm your host, Dr. Ben Fiore Walker, manager of the Department of Diversity Programs.
We're here with Tom Connolly, the CEO and Executive Director of American Chemical Society. So, Tom, thank you very much for taking the time for being here. And if you could just tell us about your current role here at ACS and your vision for diversity.
Okay. Well, first of all, thanks, Ben. Thanks for including me in your program. I'm certainly happy to participate. I've now been at ACS for more than 2 years, and my role is executive director. It's been a great experience. Mm-hmm. I spent my entire career in the chemistry enterprise. But being in the chemical industry and being executive director of ACS are very different roles. So I feel like I'm having to learn all over again in my current role. But change is good, and it's been exciting. And I would say diversity is a very important aspect of what we do throughout the chemistry enterprise. I certainly lived with and championed diversity within the chemical industry throughout my career and acted as executive sponsor for many of our diversity groups within the DuPont company when I was there. Diversity is important in all aspects of the chemistry enterprise. You know, recently, or really the past 2+ years, I've participated in the Oxide organization, and I know that you have as well. Mm-hmm. as the academic community looks at what they need to increase diversity representation within the academic ranks. And I know the AAAS, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, through their human rights campaign, is very interested in diversity across all of science. So we at ACS are certainly leading the way within the chemical professions, but scientists in all fields and in all ranks, and as well as their industrial colleagues, view this as an important subject. So what are we doing? We're recognizing that diversity is important because the chemical enterprise is a wonderful place to spend your career, and not everyone can access those roles. Mm. It requires a difficult education. It requires preparation. That must start at the early age. I talk about the STEM pipeline as a leaky pipeline in the sense that students leak out of the pipeline, but people don't leak back in. So it's very important that we work with students in elementary school, in middle school, and certainly by high school to get excited about chemistry. A passion for chemistry is one of our core values. We all feel that here. It's important that we enkindle that same excitement around science within young people, and certainly young people of all backgrounds, and including of diverse backgrounds and underrepresented groups. So we need to do it because it's the right thing to do. We also need it because it's great for the chemistry enterprise. There's talented individuals from all backgrounds who can come to the chemistry and contribute to the success in chemistry. And if we're not doing everything we can to promote that, we're not doing everything we can to advance the chemistry enterprise. So it's right for the individuals, but it's also right for the enterprise. And we can play, we at ACS can play a very key role in doing so. So I'm talking too much, but you can tell it's a subject that I'm interested in and passionate about, and I could talk all afternoon about that.
Yeah, well, I know ACS is a leader in around your leadership of the thinking about diversity, because when I interviewed for my current position as manager of the Department of Diversity Programs, you requested to interview me. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was very impressive that the CEO, executive director, took the time to interview with a candidate for, and that showed me the commitment to diversity that ACS has. Mm-hmm. And was a key reason for me choosing.
Right. Well, it certainly has been, and I know I have a role to play, as did Madeline Jacobs, my mm-hmm. my predecessor, who is also very passionate and articulate about her passion for diversity within ACS as a staff, and within ACS as the representing the broader chemistry enterprise.
Do you see any barriers for diversity in STEM or in the sciences?
Barriers come in all yeah. forms, right? And there's unfortunately some intentional barriers mm-hmm. In some quarters. Let's not be naive about that. Mm-hmm. I think there are a lot of unintended barriers. And I mentioned certainly getting the right programs, getting the right coursework for young people. I participated in a National Academies committee once a number of years ago, and we were sitting around on a Saturday morning, each telling our own story about how we became scientists. Mm-hmm. There were two recurring themes for all of us, and we were all in the chemical sciences. The first was we had all had chemistry sets as kids. You know, we all had that hands-on experience at a very early age about what chemistry is and the wonders of chemistry. Mm-hmm. The second thing we had was a high school teacher who made chemistry exciting. And we need to help recreate that. So I think our work with the American Association of Chemistry Teachers, I think our work with Project SEED and with ACS Scholars are all ways to remove barriers to young people of diverse backgrounds from experiencing chemistry, the excitement of chemistry, and developing the same passion that we feel for chemistry.
Yeah. Well, Tom, I'd like to thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy schedule and sharing your thoughts with us.
I enjoyed it. Come back anytime.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
You have been listening to ACS Voices, the diversity podcast produced by the American Chemical Society and 1016 Studios in Washington, D.C. Listen regularly to this podcast series, where we'll present the stories of people in the chemical sciences and hear directly from them about their stories.